Next is an admission history and physical on a patient named Linda Pelech, last name P-E-L-E-C-H, Linda, L-I-N-D-A. The place was the Pines of Lapeer Memory Care. Date was September 8th, 2022. September 8th. New paragraph patient profile. Mrs. Pelech is a 75-year-old female who moved in to the Pines. Recently, period. Chief complaint, dementia. He also has back pain, history of atrial fibrillation, and she was seen for an initial assessment, period. In paragraph history of past illness, most information is obtained from her husband and also records that we have, period. He thinks she had dementia symptoms for beginning about 10 years ago, period. Her older son committed suicide, and then she had some memory problems such as forgetting names, period. The progression was gradual, the onset was insidious, period. Then dementia was actually diagnosed 6 years ago, period. It was harder to do things, and she had decreased memory, and gradually progressed, and about 2 years ago she had poor speech, period. She has very severe aphasia at the present time, and it's hard to know how much she understood, period. She has had hallucinations and delusions about a year ago, and thus is on Seroquel 100 milligrams BID, period. However, she has been refusing oral meds most of the time, period. Lately, she's had out-of-control behavior, period. For the first time today, she actually swore, period. She has chronic back pain, and aspirin helped initially, but not now, period. She can get anxious and even a bit aggressive, period. She does have a history of atrial fibrillation, and heart rate is controlled, and she's an Eliquis for anticoagulation, period. She has a history of hyperlipidemia, and that's controlled with pravastatin 20 milligrams daily, period. She herself denied any major new complaints, period. New paragraph review of systems. Constitutional. No fever or chills. The vision is okay. New paragraph ENT. No earache, sore throat, or major hearing problems. Respiratory. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum, cardiovascular. No angina or palpitations. GI, no bowel pain, vomiting, or bleeding. Do you know dysuria or hematuria? She and her husband states that she is continent of urine at present. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia. Musculoskeletal. She has back pain and sometimes buttock pain, but not his other arthralgias, period. Team, no excessive bruising or bleeding. Skin, no rash or itch. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia, no known diabetes. Neurologic, no headaches, fainting, or seizures. New paragraph, past history is positive for Alzheimer's disease, osteoporosis, back pain. New paragraph, family history. Her mother is deceased and died by a car accident, period. She had Alzheimer's disease, period. Her father died at 81, period. He had alcoholism, but died of natural causes, according to our information. She has a living sibling, period. New paragraph, there's a child who has had stomach problems, committed suicide by gunshot, self-inflicted, period. There's another child who has allergies and migraines. New paragraph, social history, she never smoked, period. No alcohol excess, period. Paragraph medication. Alendronate 70 milligrams weekly, donepezil 10 milligrams at bedtime, Eliquis 5 milligrams twice a day, memantine 10 milligrams daily, pravastatin 20 milligrams daily, trazodone 50 milligrams daily, Seroquel 100 milligrams twice a day, famotidine 40 milligrams daily, tizanidine 2 milligrams nightly. New paragraph. Allergies, penicillin, and question mark for steroids. New paragraph examination. She was not acutely ill or distressed, but seemed to have an apprehensive look and seemed a bit angry, period. She has significant aphasia, period. She was not acutely ill appearing. Oh, she refused vitals as she was quite upset and apprehensive, period. Head and neck, pupil decoherent reactive delight, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extracting wounds intact, oral mucosa normal, used normal inspection, hearing was good, next up with no palpable mass or nodes, lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing, cardiovascular normal S1-S2, no S3, no S4, no murmur, abdomen soft and non-tender period, no palpable gynomegaly, neurologic, cranes are grossly normal, sensation intact. Motor, her gait was stable and she could mobilize and she had good strength in her upper and lower extremities. Musculoskeletal, shoulder range of motion is grossly normal. There's no joint inflammation or effusion period, no pain in moving the hips period. Slight back tenderness period, not severe. Skin was intact, warm and dry without rash or major lesions. Mental status, an orientation of time, she scored 0 out of 5, and an orientation of place, 0 out of 5, period. Ghostly oriented. She may have been oriented to person, but it's hard to say because of her aphasia. Affect was a bit of anxiety and anger, period. She didn't seem happy. However, she did not swear with me and was largely cooperative, but not completely for me, period. She had give slight resistance to examination, period. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Kulik has quite advanced Alzheimer's disease, and I will continue donepezil 10 milligrams daily and memantine 10 milligrams daily, period. Two, she has history of hallucinations and behaviors, and I will continue Seroquel 100 milligrams twice a day, period. Three, she has history of atrial fibrillation. Heart rate is stable. Has been stable. I will continue Eliquis 5 milligrams twice a day, period. Four, she has hyperlipidemia, and I will continue pravastatin 20 milligrams daily. Five, she has insomnia. I'll continue trazodone 50 milligrams nightly for sleep, period. Six, she has hyperlipidemia, and I will continue pravastatin 20 milligrams daily, period. Seven, she has gastroesophageal reflux disease, and I will continue famotidine. milligrams daily, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.